witnessing a father being abused by a mother, being bullied by a classmate or teacher, also have a long-term impact. These types of chronic adversities change the architecture of a child's brain, altering the expression of genes that control stress hormone output, triggering an overactive inflammatory stress response for life, and predisposing the child to adult disease. ACE, ACE research shows that 64% of adults faced one ACE in their childhood, and 40% faced two or more. My own doctor at Johns Hopkins Medical Institutions confessed to me that she suspected that, given the chronic stress I'd faced in my childhood, my body and brain had been marinating in toxic inflammatory chemicals my whole life, predisposing me to the diseases I now faced. My own story was a simple one of loss. When I was a girl, my father died suddenly. My family struggled and became estranged from our previously tight-knit, extended family. I had been exceptionally close to my father, and I had looked to him for my sense of being safe, okay, and valued in the world. In every photo of our family, I'm smiling, clasped in his arms. When he died, childhood suddenly ended overnight. If I'm honest with myself, looking back, I cannot recall a single happy memory from there on out in my childhood. It was no one's fault, it just was, and I didn't dwell on any of that. In my mind, people who dwelled on their past, and especially on their childhood, were emotionally suspect. I soldiered on. Life catapulted forward. I created a good life, worked hard as a science journalist to help meaningful causes, married a really good husband, and brought up children I adored, children I worked hard to stay alive for. But other than enjoying the lovely highlights of a hard-won family life or being with close friends, I was pushing away pain. I felt myself a stranger at life's party. My body never let me forget that inside, pretend as I might, I had been masking a great deal of loss for a very long time. I felt myself to be not like other people. Seen through the lens of the new field of research into adverse childhood experiences, it suddenly seemed almost predictable that, by the time I was in my early 40s, my health would deteriorate and I would be brought, in my case quite literally, to my knees. Like many people, I was surprised, even dubious, when I first learned about ACEs and heard that so much of what we experience as adults is so inextricably linked to our childhood experiences. I did not consider myself to be someone who had had adverse childhood experiences. But when I took the ACEs questionnaire and discovered my own ACE score, my story also began to make so much more sense to me. This science was entirely new, but it also supported old ideas that we've long known to be true. The child is father of the man. This research also told me that none of us is alone in our suffering. 133 million Americans suffer from chronic illness, and 116 million suffer from chronic pain. This revelation of the link between childhood adversity and adult illness can inform all of our efforts to heal. With this knowledge, physicians, health practitioners, psychologists, and psychiatrists can better understand their patients and find new insights to help them. And this knowledge will help us ensure that our children in our lives, whether we are parents, mentors, teachers, or coaches, don't suffer from the long-term consequences of these sorts of adversity. To learn everything I could, I spent 2 years interviewing the leading scientists who research and study the effects of adverse childhood experiences and toxic childhood stress. I combed through 70 research papers that comprise the ACE study and hundreds of other studies from our nation's best research institutions that support and complement these findings. And I followed 13 individuals who suffered early adversity and later faced adult health struggles, who were able to forge their own life-changing paths to physical and emotional healing. In these chapters, I explore the damage that adverse childhood experiences can do to the brain and body, how these invisible changes contribute to the development of disease, including autoimmune diseases, long into adulthood. Why some individuals are more likely to be affected by early adversity than others. Why girls and women are more affected than men, and how early adversity affects our ability to love and parent. Just as important, I explore how we can reverse the effects of early toxic stress on our biology and come back to being who we really are. I hope to help listeners to avoid spending so much of their lives locked in pain. Some points to bear in mind as you listen. Adverse childhood experiences.